Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. All right. Our next guest, one of the coolest geeks alive, if you ask me. Big movie star, fresh off the big blockbuster, Five Nights at Freddy's. Now he's in what he calls the midst of a midlife crisis. Matthew Lillard, welcome to the show. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Chichi? How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Some get a motorcycle, some date younger hot chicks, some grow a long beard, but you're playing Dungeons & Dragons for your midlife crisis? Interesting.
I definitely have to explain the intro. So 5 years ago, I started Dungeons & Dragons company with four of my best friends called Beetle and Grimms. And I say it's a midlife crisis because, you know, all of us had our careers and we were all doing great. We all have wives that we can't get better. I mean, I cannot replace my wife and upgrade. She's badass and amazing person. We all had kids and sort of like, but we were looking for something else, man. We were looking for something else to do with our lives. And we decided to start this company, like a side hustle. And now all four of my partners have left their full-time jobs. Obviously, I love my job, so I'm not leaving. We're full-time for the company, and we've produced these high-end luxury boxes for game accessories for Dungeons & Dragons and Critical Role and all these different platforms. But yeah, we just came out with a TV show, which is premiering this Thursday on the 16th on Freebie and Plex, and it's called Faster Purple Worm Kill Kill.
I love the name Faster Purple Worm Kill Kill.
It's kill Kill
coming this week.
Time, it's funny because we do it in front of a live studio audience, and every time we say the title, everyone yells Kill Kill at the end. So. It's hilarious.
I've heard you say that this is like your love letter to the Dungeons & Dragons community. Why so much adoration for this classic game?
Well, it's a game I grew up playing as a kid. It's a game that I found again as an adult when I was 21 with the guys I started the company with, and we've been playing. I'm 53 years old. And for me, it's just the best way to spend a life. I think that, you know, you're gathering in fellowship. You sit around a table and you tell a story that sometimes spans years. I mean, the longest game we played as a group was 7 years. And in that, I played a character named Beetle. My buddy played a character named Grimm. That's where our namesake comes from, Beetle and Grimms. But the idea of sitting around playing a game for that long, sitting around, you know, yes, it's about the game, but it's like hanging out, right? You're telling stories. You're telling stories of heroes doing heroic things, really high stakes. Really emotional at times. The game's emotional at times. So for me, it's the best way to spend a life because you're gathered around, you know, telling stories, which is as old as man itself.
And you got some pretty cool geeks joining you. I see Will Wheaton, of course, from Stand By Me fame and a bunch of other stuff. Seth Green, you guys did a few movies together. Patton Oswalt. These guys all fellow nerds, I guess, with you wanting to play Dungeons & Dragons because they're going to be on the upcoming season, right?
Yeah, they are. It's funny. We also have Michael Irby and Skeet Ulrich, who have never played, who are the definition of cool, and have never played Dungeons & Dragons in their lives and sat down to play the game with us. The great thing about the show is that, you know, the game is 48 minutes. The show's 48 minutes long. It's a little like Whose Line Is It Anyways, that improv comedy show meets Dungeons & Dragons. And the show's about four first-level characters. They go off into the universe to become heroes and end up much to their chagrin, meeting an iconic Dungeons and Dragons monster and getting completely wiped out. So the show has the same structure every time. Every time it's hilarious. We've got, we have a live studio audience. We have accompaniment. We have a host on the show. And the show is a raucous good time. So if you've ever been D&D curious, this is the perfect onboarding mechanism for you.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's premiering this Thursday on Amazon Freevee and Plex. Make sure you just speak into your remote that you want to watch Faster Purple Worm Kill with our guest. With our guest here, Matthew Lillard. Speaking of killing it, congratulations on the blockbuster movie Five Nights at Freddy's, and also did some killing in Scream. But I would like to talk to you about your iconic role as Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo franchise. My first question to you is, what exactly are the ingredients in a Scooby snack? Do you know?
Definitely. I've eaten plenty of them. Well, I know. I sort of know where you're leaning.
What is a Scooby snack? Like, what is it? I know you're constantly tossing Scooby snacks to Scooby. He seems to get excited. What exactly is it?
It's literally oats and barley is what it is. And it's pretty disgusting. But yeah, the idea that somehow Shaggy and Scooby are inviting other elements other than oats and barley is hilarious. but as far as I'm concerned, in my job, in my world, they are just oats and barley.
Gotcha. So Shaggy's not having edibles because he does look a little heavy in the eyes when you watch the cartoon.
He's tired. He's always running. Understood. Running away from ghosts and monsters can be exhausting.
I can see that. And I read somewhere that the way that you nailed the impression for this gig, just before the audition, you roll into the parking lot there at Warner Brothers in Burbank, and you're screaming in the car. And I guess by screaming, this helps you land the role. Please explain. How does that work out?
Yeah, when I first started to do the voice, it's not like I had ever walked around and done the voice of Shaggy. And so what I realized as I was working on it is that if your voice got really scratchy, it kind of sounded like Shaggy, and so I would scream myself hoarse for the first, in trying to get the job. It wasn't until after I got the job that I really tried to dial in and figure out how to do it, how to physically do it, because I could never have obviously done two movies just screaming myself hoarse every day. And now, it's funny. I do it all the time. I do it for kids. I do it, you see kids sort of having a tough day or a bad moment, I'll go up and spit a little Shaggy at them, and it seems to make things better.
Another role that we all fell in love with you, or some people I think got creeped out by your role, but you nailed it. 1996 breakout role, of course, Scream. And you play the crazy boyfriend, Stu. I'm getting woozy. People want to know, did Stu die? Did he actually die in the franchise?
Well, I think technically, I think that as written, he's dead. But if you ask me, if you ask a bunch of fans, I think that he's still alive. It's so funny. I am not going back for 7. And yet I know, they keep talking about Stu in all the movies. So you're hoping it builds to something, but as of yet, I have not been notified, that's for sure.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore, Matthew, because you are a big blockbuster movie star, and I hear you got a few more movies coming from Blumhouse and Universal. So you don't have time for that call, in my opinion. By the way, congratulations. The movie exceeded expectations. I feel like it's made over $250 million at the box office. This Five Nights at Freddy's, I had no idea. This is also reaching a new audience for you because my daughter, and I hear your kids, when I went to watch the movie, she had to give me a 30-minute diatribe about the history of the game and how this happened and that happened. And she was so into it. I got to tell you, my daughter, big fan of the movie, big fan of yours, and can't wait for the next movie to come out. Are you getting that same reaction when you're out?
Oh, yeah. It's a smash hit. It's funny. Been around for a long time. And I don't think I would have appreciated it if this had happened. Certainly when Scream came out. Well, first of all, when Scream came out, I was dead, so I knew sort of that was over. But this moment has been really great because, you know, I think the fans have been waiting a long time, like your daughter. They've all been waiting. They were promised a movie 8 years ago. And, you know, and I think that to Scott's credit, who created the game, he delivered a love letter to the fans. And, you know, it was incredibly well received by fans. It has like an 88 percentile cinema score, which is unheard of. And it's a smash hit. So the good thing is that for me and for the fans out there, you know, when Hollywood finds gold, they chase it. So if we will be doing another movie, we'll be doing another couple movies, I'm sure. And, you know, for me at this point in my life, that's a game changer. So I feel blessed to be a part of it. And I'm excited to continue to sort of unlock this character.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's face it. These days, you got to have a sequel and another sequel.
That was good.
Was it creepy on the, on that set? Like the animatronic bear, that was a creepy one. The fox, I think there was like a chicken in that movie. How much interaction personally did you have on the set with these animatronic creeps? Or were they AI generated?
Yeah. No, one of the great things is that Jim Henson, who did the Muppets back in the day, and the original Star Wars? I don't know about that, but he definitely did the Fraggle Rock. But anyway, Jim Henson, all those puppets were real. I mean, they were all in space. They were all practical. I threw on, at one point, I put on this huge bunny suit. And it's funny, when you put something like that on, you put that suit on, it just infuses your performance. It's a little like being back in acting school. When you put on these things, like, you know, your body sort of takes over. And that was one of the great things about being on the movie, having to wear this giant suit. I'm 6'4". That suit, I was like 8 feet in that suit. And just being and learning to move as the rabbit was really cool.
And you play a heck of a villain, a great role in Scream, of course, your latest role in this Five Nights at Freddy. In your opinion, I'm interested to know, to you, who is the greatest villain ever on film?
Not getting political. The greatest villain on... That's a good question. Gosh.
Did anybody inspire you? Like when you played Stu, did you think, man, I want to act crazy like they did in the movie Psycho or one of those old movies?
No.
It was just completely you or you creating that character or the director helping you.
You know, at the hands of Wes Craven, you're sort of serving, you know, your director. I don't know if I have for me, look, Exorcist was one of the scariest movies ever made for me when I was a kid. So I'll say Exorcist or Jack Nicholson in The Shining is an incredible performance. I mean, the great thing about playing a bad guy in these iconic movies is that you can throw energy at it, right? The stakes are really high. You know, there's horror movies allow you to sort of really get after it and act sort of like crazy with high energy. And I think the people in energy, watching people in energy, watching people committed to those stakes, that to me is like, it is very exciting. So yeah, I'll say Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your character, your evil character from Five Nights at Freddy's, evolving here in the next few movie drops, and we can't wait until the next one comes out. But right now, we're focused on Faster, Purple Worm, Kill, premiering this Thursday, Amazon Freevee and Plex, starring our guest, Matthew Lillard. And I'm curious, will there be any drinking of whiskey on the set? Because I've seen this bottle of Quest End whiskey that you're promoting. By the way, follow our guest on TikTok and on Instagram. He's a fun follow, but I see you got some killer whiskey that also speaks to the Dungeons & Dragons crowd.
Yeah, we launched this whiskey called Quest End. The idea is that our company is built to make high-end premium spirit experiences for fandom, right? And so our first fandom that we went after is Sword & Sorcery, sort of D&D-inspired, called Quest End. Each bottle has a different character class. So the first one's Paladin, the second one's Rogue. I'm actually looking at the Rogue shield right now. It's on my kitchen counter. So we're in prep for that. And then Warlock and Dragon. So every single one of these bottles has a different flavor profile based on that character class. And that will continue through 16 different drops. And each one of the bottles also delivers a chapter in an ongoing story.
Now, I tried to buy a bottle of this Quest End, but I noticed you have to get on a waiting list. Can you get them making some more of this stuff? Because there's high demand for it sounds like.
Yeah. So the funny thing is that we went on sale October 8th. We sold out. We basically sold almost everything in the first day. We dripped and dropped and finally sold out just under 2 weeks. We opened up that waiting list with the idea of like we may have a couple 20, 30 bottles left over after we do replacements and stuff, and we get 25,000 people on the waiting list. So this Wednesday, we just announced it on Monday, this Wednesday we are doing a 7-day window sale, so anyone out there who's interested can purchase Paladin Plus One. It's the exact same bottle, the exact same juice. We are inverting the label so you can tell it's different than the first drop, but it's a second, it's the same everything other than the labels. And it's only on sale for 7 days. So if you're interested.
And where can you get it? Tell the audience where they can buy it.
QuestEndWhiskey.com. Just follow me on socials. If you follow me on socials, between Fast, Purple, Worm, Kill, we have a new game that we're doing on Kickstarter for Beetle and Grimm's. I have a whiskey company. I mean, my life is kind of crazy right now, but all good. All these things are, they're filling my life with goodness, and I'm really appreciative of all these opportunities that I've been working on for years are all colliding in this quarter of 2023, but it's very exciting.
Well, cheers to that, Matt. It's an emotional journey. Every single time you watch it, it's Faster. Purple Worm, Kill, premiering this Thursday. Amazon, Freevee, and Plex. Going to be streaming all over the place. Just talking to your remote and telling me you want to hear the show. And Matthew, thank you so much for your time and congrats on all the success. Hopefully catch you down the road, my brother.
Yeah, Jedry, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. A lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.